Jesus.
You see why some people, I don't understand it, don't wait till the whole sky then became black.
Amen.
That's it.
Don't wait till the cars start crashing into each other, because that time is too late.
All right.
Yes, it is. You need to start praising him now.
All right.
I don't care what it is you're going through, you better get a praise.
Praise. All right, now.
You better learn how to open up your mouth and tell God, thank you.
Amen.
You mean to tell us we had Isaac, and Isaac's names mean laughter. His name means laughter because when Jesus told her that she was going, I'm sorry, Lord, when God the Father, the Creator, thank you. See, we got to know the difference, amen. When God the Father, the Creator of the universe, amen, and all of us, he told Sarah that she was going to conceive a child in her old age. And Sarah began to laugh. So that's why the meaning of Isaac is laughter. Amen. I told Pastor Hooks, I said, Isaac is a stupid stone. I said, because Isaac hovered over the city. Yes, it did. And hovered over the city over an 800 mile radius. And we had the wind, and we had the gust, and we had the flooding. And some of us were without electricity for 5 days. And you mean to tell me you ain't going to run to the house of the Lord? You're not going to come and run to the office. Oh, yeah. For the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of ourselves together with one another. That's the word. But opposed to them coming to God's house, I got to take care of my house. Catch it. And instead of them coming to God's house, they're all lined up. If you need it, go get it. But you can get it at the church. Hello, somebody. Yeah, see, I said, that's not for the needy. That's not for the greedy. That's for people who really in need. Now, if you don't have a need, you shouldn't be in that line. Children of God. Amen. We serve a God who shall supply all our needs.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the scripture's going to be coming from the book of Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2, and I will begin reading for your hearing. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wake it, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sheep. You may be seated in the presence of God. Well, let me set the picture for you. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I want to welcome you to a feast this morning. I took my time to prepare such a delicious meal for you guys. Can't you see the spiritual table right before you? I took my time. I even marinated that T-bone steak, which is the word of God. I sauteed some onions and some mushrooms for your delight today. And then I went on a little further. I said, let me fix some wild rice to go with that. Some green beans with some new potatoes. Y'all see the table?
All right.
Don't get hungry on me now.
Oh!
my tithe. It tastes good to me.
Yes.
Now you know in order for you to eat this T-bone steak, you got to have the right utensils. What you say?
I need
somebody to block me. Sharp steak now, so that I can dissect this word that God is getting ready to have me to eat on. I got to have my fork, so when I press it down, brother, and I begin to cut, it won't slide off my plate. My T-bone, which is the word. Can't you see the table that God has spread before us? He said, come on and feast. I'm the little old kosha, my table. I said, okay, God, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Hallelujah.
And except the Lord keep the city.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Except he keep us.
All right. Yeah. All right.
The watchman, you waking up in vain.
Yes.
We all got to be kept.
Yes.
Or want to be kept by someone.
All right.
What?
All right.
So another question I have for you this morning. Who's keeping you? Or who are you keeping?
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, begin to think, and I said, you know, I need to give you guys the layout. Because except the Lord build a temple, we got that part. When I watch God and how he do things, is it alright that I take my time? I've been in places where God have allowed me to go because it was all for my learning, but I didn't know that it would have me in the place that I am now. I didn't know anything about reading a blueprint. What? I didn't know anything about once you praise God that you get ready to build a sanctuary, that you had to test the soil. But God was teaching me. So never take anything for granted that God is allowing you to learn.
Amen.
Because later on he has you in a place for a reason. It's not just a mere coincidence that you're anywhere. It's so that you can get what God would have you to get. All right. So I learned that in building something from the ground up, such as a sanctuary, a ministry building, because we are the church, you understand, there are things such as you must first find you an architect. And then once you meet with the architect, you're going to pay him a certain fee to retain his services. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Then after you sit down with your architect and tell him what your property is, then your architect, praise God, he may start with the designing of this building that you want to build. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we got a mighty architect. His name is God.
Yes.
Great Jehovah.
Yes.
Because he is the architect, baby.
Yes, he is.
He's the same architect that had Jesus to come down to the lineage of David.
Alright.
Fix it, Holy Ghost. So after you meet with your architect and you tell him the dimensions and what you wanted, and you wanted to see 200 people, and then you want to have an overflow, hallelujah, and then you want to have classrooms to this side, and then you want the baptismal pool to the back, hallelujah, and then you want you want an area that will be so big, praise God, where you can do the scriptorial theatrics for God. I'm like, okay, God. So God, he would have you to be in the midst, amen, just so that you can sit with that leader, that under shepherd of that house, and that God will have you to sit with her, and then that under shepherd will say, what do you think, evangelist? I said, God, I don't know the first thing about designing, about a blueprint, but how would you know that God will give you everything that you need? Stuff, information start flowing. Hello, because I know good well I know nothing about what I was talking about, and that it was all God. I begin to ask questions. What? I had to look around. Girl, where you got that from? Yeah, I begin to look around. I'm sure he thought I was crazy. Like, what is she looking for? Did somebody walk in the room? Next, it was first the blueprints. Well, first it was the ground. Secondly, the blueprints. Third, it was the testing of the soil. Fourth, they may see it's a process. Amen. Fourth, praise God, it was the pilots. Once the soil tested that it was good to build on, that the ground wasn't poison. That the ground wasn't poison. Oh, y'all gonna catch it later. I'm gonna set the picture for you. The ground wasn't poison. And then the architect gonna tell you, based on the dimensions and how big you want it, amen, praise God, how many pilots have to go in the ground? What? But I'm here to let the church know, amen, according to the word of God, except the Lord build a house, you live in vain. And guess what? We don't have to go out here and set no lines, amen, for the plumbing, because why? The foundation has already been laid, amen. And that will architect is God himself, amen, that son Jesus Christ, amen, so that we would have an example to follow. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, God.
For some of us, we reject the architect. We reject the architect. Hallelujah. Instead of we let God build us. What we want to start doing now, we want to go get a prefab house. We're going to go get a prefab house. It ain't built on sand. It's just prefab. And some of the time when the wind, because you want it quick, the wind starts to blow. What? What you thought looked as sturdy, what you thought was built on a sound foundation, begin to want to collapse. Words say, with the words, unless the law builds, the psalmist asserts that life lived apart from God is not even worth living. Mm-hmm. You're just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. You're going through the motions. Mm-hmm. How in the world can you be in the fellowship?
Say it.
And then you leave and go back out into the world. Uh-huh. Amen?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Huh? Hello? You understand? So listen, there is a saying, little is much if God is in it. But the reverse side is also true. Much is nothing if God is not in it.
All right.
Do I need to say it again?
Say it again, help me out.
Little is much, y'all. Ooh, I got any witnesses in here?
Yeah.
Little.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus.
That's right.
Little is much if God is in it.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't learn how to work with little baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Little is much if God is in it.
Yeah.
And everybody wondered, how in the world are they getting it done?
Yeah.
How in the world is that still there?
Yeah.
Little is much when God is in it.
Amen.
And the reverse side to that is, much is nothing if God is not in it. Because why? You wasn't trusting God. Well, Pastor, what that got to do with it? Except the law build a temple. You just keep your little smart mouth right there. You're going to find out after a while.
Amen.
And that's what the psalm says. Unless our activity is ordered and directed by the law, it is a waste of time and energy.
Amen.
I ain't got time to waste time.
All right.
I didn't waste time long enough. the body of Christ. What you doing in the ministry where you are serving at?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing things so that you can be seen?
Uh-huh.
Are you doing things for man?
Uh-huh.
Or are you doing it for God?
Uh-huh.
Because God said that the heart of me know the heart above all things.
Yes,
you can tell me anything.
Yes,
you can try to fool me, but you can't fool God. Uh-huh. And I ain't no dummy, baby.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
It is a waste of time and energy.
Amen.
If God is not in the midst,
yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah,
we can set out on our projects, out on your own.
Uh-huh.
Y'all have never heard me say anything, I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
guys,
no.
Hallelujah, I say, and the Lord
uh-huh.
has shown me this vision.
Yes.
And see, when God show you something,
mm-hmm.
and when it's according, I didn't say if.
Uh-huh.
Listen carefully.
Uh-huh.
When God show you the vision, but you know when God is in the midst of something.
Because
when he's not, you ain't going to feel his presence. His Shekinah glory not going to be revealed. You're just going through the motion. What? That's real. You just merely going through the motion. You want to let God build your house, church. Mm-hmm. We can build vast organizational empires. We can amass statistics to show phenomenal results. Meaning you lying about your results. Amass, y'all. Uh-huh. We can hype the numbers up. I ain't hyping nothing up. You know what? They got some stupid people in ministry. I'ma say it. I ain't scared. I'ma say it. They got stupid. How many members you got over there? Why? I don't count the people. I got a role if I want to go see the numbers. For my sick account. See, I'm worried about numbers. God make the numbers come. What?
Yes, indeed.
I'm a wise woman of God.
That's right.
The more you got, the more demons you got to deal with. What?
Yeah.
The more you got, the more liars you got to listen to. What?
Yeah.
But we all what Christians? What kind of Christian you are? Christian is to be Christ-like.
All right.
Come on. Yeah, accept the Lord. Let's deal with this thing.
What is it?
this thing, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
But if the projects are vines planted by the Lord, they are worse than worthless. But if the projects, hallelujah, the people, amen, if God doesn't have anything to do with it, it's just worthless. Your projects are worthless. If God is not in the midst, your projects are worthless. Your programs are worthless. Your programs. I ain't trying to hear them folks. Ain't nothing wrong with doing a program. What? They did a program until they got them 300 members. But they first had to get there. What? They had to get there first. Amen. Even in life, when a woman has a baby, help me here, church, just follow for a little while. When a woman has a baby, the baby's healthy baby. So you expect the baby to go through the growing stages. Am I right? So the baby gonna start the what? Lay in the bed. Hallelujah. If you lay the baby on the stomach position, after a while it's gonna start to roll over the back. Chooses four common activities of life to illustrate his point. They are the house construction, the civil defense, general employment, and family building.
Amen.
But we're only going to deal with two of the illustrations this morning. That's verses 1 and 2. Are you being blessed?
Amen.
And we already found out, hallelujah, there are two ways to build a house. You found out the natural way, didn't you? Hallelujah, how we got to go out and get the architect, because you already got the land. How you got to get the soil tested, huh? Hallelujah, then once the soil is, it proves that there is no type of, how you say, chemicals or anything, the ground isn't contaminated, praise God, now the pilot's going to go in. What? Oh, look at God. But I told y'all, we'll build on a sturdy foundation.
Right.
And that foundation is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't play with him. Don't play with him.
Right.
Amen. Don't play with him. Amen. Today. Hallelujah. I need you today, Lord.
Uh-huh.
I need you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. I love you, God. And as soon as trouble comes, what you do? Oh, girl, look. I can't do the church thing no more. Well, I got news for you, baby. You wasn't trusting God and you wasn't allowing him to build you. You was going to the house of worship, house of deliverance, amen, house of salvation, house of healing. Yeah, you was going to the hospital where it was real, but you just wasn't real. What? Oh, don't play with it this morning, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. there are two ways to build a house. One is to move ahead with plans based on one's knowledge, skill, and financial resources. Then ask God blessings on a complete structure. Hello? But guess what? When you move ahead of God's plan, you done mess yourself up.
Yeah. That's real.
When you move ahead of God, against the will of God, guess what? You done mess yourself up. Because God wasn't in the plan.
That's right.
You want God to build the house. So if you want God to build a house, you got to wait on the Lord.
Right.
And just wait on Him. They that wait upon the Lord, He shall what? Amen. Renew their strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just wait on Him.
Amen.
The spiritual way, you've heard of the natural way to build a house. Now this is the spiritual way to build a house. The spiritual way is to wait on the Lord. Wait until the Lord has given the unmistakable guidance. And then move ahead in conscious dependence on Him. See, that's the way I move. Hello?
Amen.
I just move.
Amen.
I just move. I don't understand it. I just know. I'm being God. Let me tell you something. Move. Listen, God don't make no mistakes. So that's why I say move under the unmistakable guidance of God. Because I told you, you know what people talk faith all day long.
Huh.
But when it's time for you to put faith in action, amen. Hello? There they go. There they got it. You're going to stop. I just told the people wasn't ready. I got wisdom. You're going to have me walk into nothing and I got that whole bill. What? That's the difference between me walking into what man walking. I don't do this to what no man said. No way. Hello. When I'm a renegade when man tell me to do something. But when God tell me to do something, baby, I'm going to move quick. Hello, somebody. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you don't understand it. We just got to wait on God because there aren't any mistakes in Him. God don't make no mistakes. No. In the first case, the project never rises above the flesh. What? Because you see, you didn't wait on God. Amen. You was depending upon yourself. And see, when you don't wait on God, and when you start building and God didn't tell you to build, catch it.
Yeah.
While they're building, while the construction going up, see, you want to build because boo-boo down the street, Reverend Boo-boo then down the street, he didn't build a big cathedral. So now you thinking it's your time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't I tell you that's the process?
Yeah, right.
Just because Reverend Boo-boo didn't build down the street don't mean that it's your time.
Right.
You got to go through the process with God. Hello?
Right.
Oh, Holy Ghost. So then, since you didn't step out and you want to go build it because you didn't want to wait on God to, you know, build a house. You didn't want to wait on God to order your steps to do what it was He wants you to do. Guess what? You're going to step out. You got the members. You start building. But in the midst of completing, you got the framing and everything done, foundation framing and everything done. But guess what? Nothing else is completed. You know why? Because you ran out of money. You know why? Because you didn't consult the God. You know why? You step out on your own accord. Hello.
Right.
But you see, when you step out when God tell you, baby, He's going to have favor resting on you. He's going to have people that are going to say, Pastor, what you need me to help you with? Hello. Oh, Pastor, you know what? Blah, blah, blah. I got some sheep right. They're going to donate. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I know what God can do. Because God been showing Himself up in this place. Amen. Show me. You're going to be moving out of that location where you're at because you guys are going to outgrow it. I said, that ain't what the Lord showed me.
Alright.
I'm gonna sit right there until God, you know, God got to push y'all sometimes.
Yeah.
Hello. If God told me to move, why are we keep expanding where we at? Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Yes.
It makes all the difference in the world to be building with God.
Amen.
A home built by God and on God brings three things. A home built by God and on God brings three things. Stability.
Amen.
Number one. Number two, security.
All right.
And number three, serenity.
All
right. Peace. A home that is built by God.
Amen.
And on God.
All right.
That's what it brings. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
David said in Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh all my salvation. I like the first part, what he says. I like it all, but guess what? He says that, truly my soul waited upon God. We don't want to wait no more. We don't want to wait. We just want to get there. Get it. And guess what? You don't care the long haul about it. You just want to get in there and get it. Get in there and get it. And you ain't worried about the outcome. Amen. You just want to get in there because you're trying to compete with other people. But I got news for you today. You can build up all the beautiful cathedrals you want. But if God is not in the midst of it, you just want to close the door, lock it up, put boards on it, and say, Ichabod comes here. What? God don't exist there. Hello, somebody. You can put on all the phone with godliness. You pretending. Hello, somebody. But except the Lord build a house, I told you what?
Amen.
You know something? You know God is in the midst of a place? You know when God is building that house? Signs and wonders. Hello, somebody. Signs and wonders. God is still doing signs and wonders. You sit in a ministry and a music. I ain't got a problem with music because God love music. But guess what? I want a minister of music.
Right.
I don't just want somebody that got skills to play the keyboard and the drums. I want a minister of music. So the minister will be anointed to flow with the pastor. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you, it's the anointing that's going to destroy the yoke.
Yes.
When God is building his house, amen, guess what? His Shekinah glory can come into the place.
Right.
Because see, my God, when he's building a house, his spirit don't dwell in no unclean temple.
Right.
What? That's like pouring what? Fresh wine in a say. When God is building a house, you're not going to compromise. So Lord, who's building your house? Or who are you letting build the house? That second verse in Psalm 62 and say, He only is my rock and my salvation. David said that God was his defense. I shall not be greatly moved or shaken by anything. My God, y'all know something? When God built the house, and like I told you, when that wind blow, the adversities of life, you're not going to be easily moved. Because your house is built on a solid rock. The second illustration of the futility of human effort, of human efforts without God, is in the area of what? Security. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman says, awake in vain. When the Lord is building his house, he gonna guard what belongs to him. Meaning you can go to sleep, baby. Ain't no sense in you trying to worry about the bills. Hello, sir. Ain't no sense you trying to worry about the family. Hello, not when God is the watchman. He gonna watch over his city.
That's it.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
So again, who's building your house? This does not mean we should not have a police force because it's evident we need the police. Yeah, we do. Tell us somebody, because if we didn't have law in place, guess what? It'll be like the Wild Wild West. It'll be shooting everywhere. Hello, somebody. Rather, it means that ultimately our security lies in the Lord and not in mere man. And God's going to take care of what belongs to him. Amen. Unless we are really dependent on him, our ordinary precautions are not enough to keep us safe, y'all.
That's it.
It's not.
That's it. You're right.
Oh my God, so many witnesses, you know? When you are really dependent upon God, and he is what? He is the Lord of your life, and he's building the house, his temple. Come on, our house, this earthly vessel, meaning us, this skin, this flesh and blood. Because this is where God, he dwells in our house, in our vessels. But don't mess yourself up, you don't dwell in an unclean temple.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want to help you today. Amen. Guess what? See, one got to stay. So who is it going to be? You want God to stay? Or do you want Satan to stay? Whoever you do more of the work for, that's your God. What? That's who came in your house. What?
All right.
Come on, help me. Come on, talk back. And you know, if you always out there, you raising hell. I know who built in your house. Amen. And I know your house ain't going to last too long. It's going to what? Cave in. But you see, when God is building the house, instead of you raising hell, you're going to what? You're going to be the mediator. And you're going to try to always bring peace. When you walk in and, oh, Lord, there she goes. She don't see nothing but good in everybody. Amen. There she goes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Hallelujah. And unless we are really dependent upon him, our ordinary precautions are not enough to keep us safe. We have to stop relying on what man is saying, but what God is saying. The word of God giving us all directions for our path. Psalms 127 and verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. See, God give you rest. God give you rest. Yeah. He gonna give you that rest. We when Isaac came, what? We didn't have lice. Hallelujah. But guess what? I said, well, I'm going to worry about this, baby. God in control. Amen. And then what that Sunday was, huh? He said, well, speak to the song. And that was dumb Isaac. He laughing at the people. I said, Isaac laughing at us. Because he said, for a while, he was supposed to pass by. How you going to come in and see? city. You're going 85 miles per hour. Amen. You hovering over the city now. That wind was going. Boy, I came outside. The street was flooded. Oh, but my God, he took care of his people.
Amen.
He was watching over his city. What?
Amen.
Y'all catching it?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. The phrase, the braid of sorrow, captures the essence of those removed from a sense of the Lord in their lives. Meaning you have not totally surrendered all to him. You have not totally surrendered all of your members to God. You understand what I'm talking about, right? Well, this week you're going to serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. But next week, you got to go back out there because things ain't going right. So you're thinking, once you leave the Lord and you go back out there, you're going to feel much better. But then when you go out there, you realize that, guess what? I should have stayed where I was at. Because you find out, hell, what the world had, baby, it was better for you to be in the office safety than to be out there anyway. Amen. I got any witnesses in the house? I'm going to come to a close with this saying. In our everyday employment, it is futile, y'all. I'm going to help you today. It is vain, it is useless to work long hours, earning one's living through anxious trawling. You're working hard for your money now. Help us about it. Don't get twisted. Follow me for a little while. Unless we are in the place of God choosing, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, praise God. Because don't you know that I am really your source?
Amen.
You stop putting your confidence in man and put your confidence, your trust in me and see if I will provide for you. Oh, I'm a witness, baby. Yes, you will. Oh, I am a witness, honey. Tell us about it. God, he is a provider.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. This song does not encourage people to sit around all day doing nothing, sipping on sodas. Watching movies with your favorite remote. Watching as the world turns. They're young and they're restless. Can I just talk about it for a little while? That's why they're so twisted right now. They watch too much of the soap opera, telling somebody. Amen. And then when they meet somebody, they ran them off because they're thinking he's supposed to be like the soap. What you say? Oh, y'all ain't got the holler back at me. I don't watch the stories. What? I said, yeah, I need a fix today, Jesus. That's my problem right there, the coke. C-O-K-E with a straw. Let me put it out there. Not the one that go up my nose. Hello. Not the one that I melt and shoot up my veins. What? Oh, yeah, baby. Keep it real. Hello, somebody. That's the problem. You're not keeping it real. Nobody can't get the lemon. Hello? Let me take the straw, put it in the cane, and let me get my fix on right there. Hello, somebody. But while I got my straw in my mouth and my cane in my hand, I'm doing the work of my heavenly Father. What? This? Crazy here. Hello. Jesus. Hello, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Look what Hagar said. Hagar said in chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7, ye have sown much and bring in little. You catch that? You have sown much and you bring in little. You didn't work 12 hours. And you didn't work hard. You've been aggravated on your job. You was trusting in a company. You catching all these headaches. Hallelujah. The children are wearing themselves. And you brought home little money. I just paraphrase that Hagar for you, but let me finish reading the Bible first. You have sown much and bringing little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Look here. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. What you say? Look at your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Who's building your house? And look at the 7th verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Hallelujah. Listen, on the other hand, if we are really yield to the Lord and living for his glory, he can give us gifts while we are sleeping, which we could never obtain through long, weary hours laboring without him. For so he gives his beloved sleep. See, God give you rest. Why are you going to say God is your source? Why are you going to say you trust in the Lord, but you always worry?
Uh-huh.
Somebody lying. You lying.
Yes,
you lying. You always worry. Go sit your tail down.
No.
You need to be delivered from yourself.
Uh-huh.
That's real. Yeah. Ain't nobody real than me, because I'm going to keep it real. But you need to be delivered from yourself. You are a child of God, and you always around there moping, I don't want to be around you, me.
Yeah. That's real.
For real.
Right.
It's time to grow up. Look at this. It's time to grow up.
Time to grow up.
Stop murmuring and complaining. Let me help the church out. Don't y'all know God don't like to hear murmuring and complaining?
Amen.
So if God don't like to hear, what do you think I want to hear?
Go
sit down somewhere and get delivered. Go pray.
Amen.
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 That was the land y'all for you. Now what?
Yes.
That's it.
Ooh, I'm getting it. Says she coming to a close.
She coming
for real. God's gifts come to his loved ones as they sleep. Clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. I say clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Clap your hands and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray, Lord, that your word has not fallen on a stony ground. I pray, Father God, Lord, that your people, that their ears was receptive, their hearts was receptive to hear what the true and living God had to say. Father God, we need you, God, to build our house. Because, Father God, if we step out before time, out of time, and not in time with you, hallelujah, we're going to mess up what you're trying to do for us and to us. How many of y'all want God to build a house?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are his vessel. Amen. And he is the builder. He's the ultimate contractor. Let him build the house.
Amen.
Because when God builds it, you ain't got to worry when the wind blows if it's going to fall. When God builds his house, you don't have to worry about when the rain come and beat up on you. You're going to stay.
Amen.
Because you know why? You're not allowing man to build God's house, but you're allowing him to do it. Amen. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.